shit.
Walk up, boys.
Jesus, my tea's full.
Lovely intermission there now.
After
the boys have their drinks nice and full.
Aye.
Gibbal has his tea. Lovely nice tea. And full.
Nice and full. Not empty. That's good.
Not empty. For
more cans, more chats.
You could have used the same with cup, the lads. You know. But,
oh, that's not yours. That's my cup.
That's mine. That's mine.
I believe there's one canyon down there that's not opened yet. That's where
I'm going. That's
you. Two more in there, no?
I've got like four more in there.
Shit, man. Okay, fair. Back to yours.
It's going to be a long one.
Back on topic.
Yeah, right, what topic?
Do we have a topic to go on?
I have one. Here.
So.
Oh, God.
It's the homelessness has trebled for families over the last 4 years by three times, reaching over 10,000 families homeless.
Yeah, it's not good, is it? I remember walking into town one day. I was going into college, and I was walking up Grafton Street, you know, just up like that way to get to Cameron Street. Like, take the,
just you know, that way, yeah.
Near Dicey's, man.
That way.
Paying a picture.
Just that way, that way. I saw like RTE crews were out and all, and they were fucking filming shit. It was about the veterans were doing some like sleeping in tricolour bags for Irish veterans who are homeless. Because basically, by the time they get home, they're just like, oh yeah, we don't care about you. The fuck off.
Military service get paid dick.
Man,
they get paid nothing.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude.
It's, once you're also, in, it's so hard to get out.
There's a lot of fucking like hatred towards people who are in that kind of situation.
Why?
Just like fucking people just don't seem to like people coming from the defence forces coming home. Like, what's it's a bit weird.
What, like, they don't want them coming home? So
they like, they're just like, dead. They're just, apparently they're treated with contempt according to the old boys in the old journalism
so
department.
Because they decided to join the armed forces.
Yeah. Oh. A bit weird.
But like, as in, if they feel like it's the right choice, like, fuck that.
Fuck it. Yeah. Man, it's a job, like.
It is. To be honest, yeah, it is. The end of it,
you know, and they don't do anything. You know. It's not like we're fucking going off
well,
to
like, well, Middle East and bombing children. We do like, a lot. We actually get put out to...
We shoot the snow every now and again.
But most of the time...
Peacekeeping places.
Yeah, we get pointed out to like the Congo and shit all the time. Like.
Yeah.
The
thing is, those peacekeeping missions can often be like nearly the most dangerous. Cause you know when you get like...
Exactly.
Don't know.
Fucked up, like.
Yeah, man. I don't want to get shot at.
A few IEDs for the boys, like.
Yeah, man.
They battered them with their hurlies.
That's it, man. We don't give our troops combat knives. We give them hurlies. That's it. There's your close quarters weapon.
Yeah. Battle the bullets away.
Oh my god! Ching ching. Point.
With the grenade. Oh my
god. That's heavy, man.
To be honest, points. I'm not gonna lie. I'd love to see. I don't know, do this, but grab a grenade. You know, pull it. You'll hurl out, see how far you can poke that back.
Man, I'd want to do that too.
180 no, yards. No.
Yeah.
Or is it like on impact as well? It's not. It's a timer, right?
Grenades have 5 seconds, I think it is.
That's more than enough trying to get 150 yards.
Exactly.
Bro. Exactly.
5 seconds, like you throw it up by the time you pull pin.
No.
Hold down the glass.
No, that's why you have a
throw it up and then.
Nah, mate. You have your pin, buddy.
Throw it.
No, because it's the release. So until you let it out of your hand.
So let's say.
What, you're going to be sitting there going, it's coming, it's a coming.
Hey, bada.
Yeah, you're going to be a big fuck baseball off. Swing, you're going to be like a little like short grip, get the fuck out here, you know?
Man.
Short grip, boom, see you later.
Yeah. Nah, but we don't give them enough credit because they do a lot. Like,
yeah. Everything. Dude, we train a lot of forces.
Ah, they're a great bunch of lads.
Sure, like, we train the UN.
But we have
we train UN peacekeepers. Like,
but like, we have a lot of fucking the best snipers in the world.
Yeah. There, oh, yeah, our snipers have beaten the US like SEAL team, like snipers, like. It's nuts. Like, it's fucking
Jeez,
crazy.
Jeez, isn't them... Wait, am I allowed to say names? Like, people would know.
We know who you're talking
sure,
about.
Sure. Well, right, so someone in our school's sister is a fucking Irish sniper.
No way.
She was only like 3 years ahead of us.
No Jeez. Way.
And also, her man was also involved in the school.
No? She had like red hair.
Shut the fuck up. Man, I was being so ridiculous there. That could have been like a
right,
few...
We might as well name names now.
I still don't know who you're talking about, so...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, that person's daughter is like a sniper in the Irish Defence Forces. And I think one of them joined the other. I think they have a family history in the military. Anyway.
Jesus, Marie.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that, like, would you?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, no, it's mad.
But so yeah, we know we know
sergeants walking around.
We know Irish female sniper, so that's kind of cool.
I don't know her, so I don't really.
I don't know her either. I honestly don't give a rat's. To be honest, it was just sort of we're talking military. Who do I know in the military?
Welcome.
Oh, my mate Darren.
Anyway. Homelessness is a big problem.
How
did we get to this point?
This is homeless veterans.
How the fuck
you homeless veterans. You always do this.
What's the fucking topic like?
Homelessness. Yeah,
It's like fucking
I don't know, like all these fucking
I know there's a fair few people in government at the moment who are also landlords. There's a lot of them. That should not be allowed. Yeah. That's a conflict of fucking interest there.
100%, man.
It's a conflict.
Yeah, damn straight.
It's fucking. I think in Dublin City, like if you wanted to get an apartment kind of in the city, just in the general area, it's about 60,000 to 70,000 a fucking year just to afford rent.
So, a girl I know is paying for rent in Smithfield.
That's insane.
So £200
2K a month.
Oh.
Wait, sorry, what?
2K a month.
My God.
2K?
2K.
And wait. Sorry.
Is she in an industry that she's getting enough money to?
She works with me.
Yo, hold on. Wait. Let's clarify this. So, is it the entire apartment just for her?
Entire apartment, her and a friend.
And what's the square meters on it? Like,
how big it is, but they got a balcony and shit, apparently.
So, they have a balcony. All right, it's a balcony, but like, how many rooms do they have?
Two bedroom.
And then a living space and a kitchen are attached.
Probably, I don't know.
One of the lads we know lives out in Swords at the moment.
Swords. Ah, but that's £600 though. That's fucking. Well, six.
But why does it, like, that's the thing I want to know is why the fuck does it jump from when you're at Swords to from like 16 or 600
Swords
a month?
Swords is fucking like each person. Though, like.
And then when you get to the seat, it jumps like 2-3K a month.
Because
that's what I fucking want.
Well, Liam, all I'll say is that makes sense.
It makes sense.
It's called location.
I've seen an ad. Right, I seen an ad that was not even a fucking room. It was to sleep on someone's sofa in the middle of a busy home. And that was like $400 a fucking month.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but how can they actually rent that as a thing? Is there not laws against that?
No. It's just like, whatever, man. If you have a free sofa, there you go, man. There's living for you. Good luck.
Fuck that shit, man.
It's fucked. The whole situation, fucked.
I had a house priced up and it was $650 a month. But like, as in some shit happened, so couldn't take it.
But that was a really good deal.
That was a good deal.
But they're rare.
I don't think I'm going to move out.
Oh man, I'm going to have to, bro. Like, fuck that.
I'm not going to move out, dude.
Hold on. Let's clarify. You say you're not going to... What age gap? Tell me. So between now and when are you...
If I ever get the money to actually afford living on my own...
You said you're making... $3K.
Careful now. But like...
Okay.
I wouldn't be fucking renting a nice old apartment in fucking like...
Why?
In the Keys, like...
Yeah, but you wouldn't need to. Go somewhere for like $650 a month.
Yeah.
Where?
That's like
Swords? No, that's standard, man.
650
you find a lot of 650. Yeah, you find a lot of 650.
See, that's the thing, though. I don't want to, like, get onto contact with someone for, like, 650 a month. Yeah, yeah. And then it to be a sofa in someone's living room.
No, but you go and check out the house. You make sure, that's my bedroom. Cool. I'll give you the money.
But it's also, they're fucking checking you out. You know what I mean? Like, that's what all those things are so hard. I hate the viewing process. It's so annoying. Oh, my God.
What, you done that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, I've never heard about this.
Yeah, I've just been viewing houses. Yeah,
you can view them with like,
a friend.
That friend. What a bitch.
Fuck you.
We knuckle touched. Anyway, so yeah, we went viewing and like, you know, it takes ages. You have to email them, contact them with all your details. Then you have to fucking ring them up and then they interview on the phone. And then they go, okay, you can come. But there's like fucking seven other people, groups going. Then you have to queue outside for the fucking place. Then you get into the place, you see it, you know, and you know, half place are kips, and you're going, maybe we'll go for it. And then some place you go, wow, this is perfect. And like, okay, I have to fight like 50 people for this. And then the man,
bare knuckles outside.
Yeah,
it's like a fucking battle royale just to get a house in here. It's like, you're there, the winner, there's a gaff in central Dublin.
No, but you're there going, like, oh yeah, I can pay 600 a month. Someone's like, oh, I can pay 650. Blah, blah, blah. Oh no, I work here, I work there. And someone goes, oh, you got a knife.
Come at me, bro.
It was an idea. Give me that house.
It's just nuts. Like, it's a bit mental. But it makes sense though. For the climate we're in, it makes sense that this had.
When we're done college and we get our starter jobs, the only place we would be able to afford is like out in Swords somewhere or some fucking
starter job. I'm fucking living at home. What are you talking about? That's why I'm asking you. When do you want to move out? When you say you want to live in,
I don't know when I fucking
want
to move out.
I know, but you said you want to stay at home. What's that?
Cluster's a good spot.
I know it is, mate. But I'm trying to get out of you what your age like your limit for yourself.
Oh man, I don't
like,
know.
You go saying, when I hit 25, I want to move out. When I want to hit 30, I want to move out.
When I hit 50, I want to move out.
30 would probably be good, like, moving
30.
Out.
30?
I don't know. Okay. Shit. Bruh,
like,
I'm new to life.
I have to say, that's some of the truest shit I've ever heard. I'm new to life. Yeah. You mean adult life?
Yeah. Like, I was wrapped up in a bubble for the last 22 years.
Like, they never
that shit
prepare
popped
you.
And I can't blow that shit back up.
They don't fucking prepare you for the shit you have to face when you're fucking just coming out of college. Like, you know what I mean?
Dude, like, honestly, like, a few years ago, it actually, like, you know, people expected you. You're in college, you finish, you move straight out.
Yeah.
This day and age,
you can't do that. It's impossible.
It's not affordable. Like, you're going to be living
not viable,
a home
like,
for
even if it
years.
Is affordable, you're fighting people to get there.
Like. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
It just
yeah.
it just makes sense to live a home for a little bit, save up that money, and find something that's stable.
But it's the same if you're buying a house.
See, that's
you're
the thing,
though.
Finding
people
that's stable nowadays.
You're
well,
talking about
well.
Buying a house, mate. Fuck that. Buying a house.
Yeah, jeez, if you're buying
I'll rent a
cupboard. Full gas to yourself, but like, say, like, you're just trying to rent an apartment date, you have to fucking fight. You have to fucking fight to the death for it. Like,
yeah, but
it's
fine. Once you know you have a bit of backing behind you, as in, like, you have a good bit of money saved up, you've worked a good few years, you know, they'll look and say, look, you've been in the same job for whatever, or let's say you've had 4 jobs. But you've been in this one for good long. They look at that and go, look, this is someone who's reliable.
Yeah.
I know he's going to get the rent in on time, that kind of shit, you know?
See, the weird thing that happened with the recent member of the podcast there, though, is that he's moved over to America.
He's there for 3 months.
Everything is paid for.
Yeah, but like,
fuck
wait,
you,
wait,
Tom!
Wait for it, right? Yeah. He has to pay electricity, I think it was, or internet or something.
Yeah.
Right? He had to pay for something.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the expectation that company that he's working for has for him now is that they have him by the fucking balls.
To be honest,
fucking, he's going to be there for a fucking good while. Like.
Yeah, but I also would accept that, no problem.
I don't know, man.
Nah, man. For that money, when you're that age, fuck it.
Like, mate, like, next 8 years, I'll be taking
like, you're completely owned. Like, you're not fucking...
Yeah, what's
wrong
with that?
For 2 years.
2 years.
Oh. 2 years. And then it's like, you have 2 years of experience straight out of college.
Yeah.
That's you know what I mean? And you get to live abroad, experience all that, you meet other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucking unreal.
Yeah.
That's fair, like, I'd jump in, do that, like, do that and drop.
I don't know if
they
I like
the
fact
that
I don't know,
the ears, the tits,
I don't know
I don't
if I would like the fact that,
definitely
like,
got the tits.
Yeah, it has to be tits.
The fact that I'm basically owned by this company now for 2 years, like,
oh,
yeah, that's
oh,
the
so
kind
so
of thing I'd be kind of like,
what's wrong with that?
Because it's like, it's weird. I don't
what,
know.
Being owned?
Yeah.
Bro, okay, either way,
preach.
No, okay, either way, you're owned by the system that we're in anyway.
Yeah, man, like, you know.
So, like,
yeah.
Either way, we're screwed. Like,
at least you're getting screwed in a way they're, like, screwing you and they're paying you.
At least
you know,
it's a positive way of getting screwed.
Yeah, you're not a prostitute, you know, in
there's
like a filthy way.
Here.
You're like a escort, you know, you're like a posh.
Yeah, you're a high class escort.
High class escort, there you go.
You're like, you keep your foo-foo to yourself, so it's okay.
Foo-foo? Do you call it foo-foo? All right, breaking all this real shit. What do you call it? Foo foo?
No, man, it's not really. Should have been a podcast, bro.
Love it.
Stunning topics, man.
Vagina.
That's just too real for me. I can't quite deal with real things right now.
This podcast, I need to walk out. It's getting too real for me. Yeah, I need to walk out. I'm about to head out.
Are you sure? Life's out there.
Oh, shit.
Two of the scariest things, vagina and life.
No, it's like, once you get out of it,
and both are gonna fuck you sideways.
Life is just a never-ending like path of stress. It's just like once you're done college exams and all that shit, like you're fucking worrying about all that shit. You have to worry about fighting for housing.
Well,
and you have to worry about
to
fighting
be honest,
for a fucking job.
If it was too easy,
like,
all be the point.
Yeah, exactly. But like,
but
still,
then,
it's
so
just like it's fucking stressful.
There's so many people that don't do what we're doing, going to college and doing that shit. And
there's
so many people that don't do that, but then they'll be better off for not doing that.
A lot of like old ways of thinking, like a lot of
so true.
Like a lot of old ways of thinking, like, oh, like you're straight out of college, you have a job now, fuck off out of my house and get a fucking apartment to yourself. Just
wait, what?
Can't do that shit no more, bro.
What, are you getting kicked out?
No, I'm not getting kicked out.
Oh, okay.
He
cool.
said
well,
he's sitting there till he's like 60.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm
70.
I'm gonna put that up by 10 years. You're gonna be retired then. You'll be like, 60's
a bit
see long.
Like all I'm saying is, you're gonna be bringing women back, or even bringing the boys back, and your parents are like, keep it down!
Fuck you, Mr. Coming in. I love you.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
We're drinking tea, Dad. Come down and have a drink.
We're smart nights.
I'm gonna have a drink.
Hide the drugs.
Ah, it's just fucked.
Nah, man.
It's one thing I'm not looking forward to is fighting for housing.
Yeah.
Well, you won't, like, but it sounds like you won't be doing that for a while. Like, you don't need to worry about it. Put that at the back of your head.
Yeah.
And the rest of the worries are coming, like.
You need to get your results first.
See, the first objective is to get money. That's the first objective right there now.
Obtain the cash.
Obtain the cash.
Very true. You looking forward to your first day?
Employment. Oh yeah, Gabo, what's happening here? Did you get
working,
the job?
He's working in a well-known hardware retailer store now.
Yeah, it's great.
No, Gabo, I missed all this. Please.
Yeah, so I applied for the job, then I got the job, so I have to start the induction on Saturday.
So I have to do the job.
Yeah, but but was this not that, like, were they not fucking around for a while? Like?
Oh, they were, yeah.
Oh my god, man.
Was it not nearly like a month, 2 months?
Yeah.
And they were like, so you have the interview, but you need to wait.
They were like, your man forgot to call me, then he forgot my name, then he didn't even know, they didn't send me the right email, they sent me the same email twice.
Oh god.
And then they sent me the other email twice, and then some lad from England rang me, and then he was like, so what size is your uniform? I was like, how do I know? He's like, well, what size do you want? I was like,
so large. Wait, you didn't even do the interview? And he's like, what size do you fucking...
The interview was a joke, man. It was literally, are you thick or not?
The day before, okay, me and Gibbo met up.
Yeah.
And I was like, Gibbo, have you heard anything? And he was like, No, I haven't. So then he came out and he was like, no shit, actually, they messaged me like last week and they were like, can you get, how are you fit for an interview and all? And Gibbo was like, yeah, I'm free at any time. And they didn't reply to him. Oh. So I turned around to Gibbo, I was like, right, Gibbo, write this down in text message. I was like, hi, I was just looking for an update on the interview situation. Just was wondering what was happening. And then finish it. So he sent that and 2 minutes later they ring him.
Two minutes later,
and then Gibbo was like, they asked me to come in. Now? And Gibbo was like, shit man, I ain't ready for this right now. This is like an hour's notice, like.
Yeah.
No, like they should give you at least like a day's notice at the late.
So unprofessional by them. It's actually like hilarious.
It's actually gas.
Like, it's now retail job, like, so you can't really be expecting like fucking top notch.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but you can be expecting. Yeah, yeah.
It's professionalism, slightly.
Do you know what I mean?
Retail, ain't jobs going.
Not even professionalism, just fucking like, you know what I mean? Common courtesy, like responding to emails.
Like when I started my job, I went in for the interview on Monday, had a week's notice of where my interview was. I got a phone call on Monday saying I had a job, and then I started the following Monday.
That's professional.
That was like boom, 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 step by step, like, that was it.
Dude, that's not above and beyond, that's just standard.
That's just like, as in expect. Like, hey, here's your interview, hey, go in for the interview, hey, you got the job, hey, you start next Monday.
Yeah.
I was like,
cool. Gibbo's like, hey man, do you want the job? Come in today. Okay, you got the job. Okay, what uniform do you want? Let's go.
Go team.
It's like, shit man, what am I doing with myself? Like
I have no idea what time to be in on Saturday.
Well, like, I would.
That's not tomorrow.
Okay, cool. But what I say is go in whatever time you think.
If yeah, well, going there I presume like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they were
well,
like,
when do they open?
Well, see, I would go to head office for 2 weeks or something like that for an induction.
Oh,
fancy.
Yeah, we're induction
head
job.
Office now.
Yeah, head office.
Now, where is head office?
Santry. In the
Ooh
Omni.
La la.
It's actually like an upstairs building in the Omni.
Not very nice.
The Omni's handy though.
Yeah, but yeah, well, yeah.
Omni's everywhere is handy when you got a car.
When you can drive, you're
whipping the old Tucson.
Whipping the Tucson, right?
And yeah. you should open your car, they go, this cunt doesn't need a job.
That's one of the managers coming in.
Comes in all professional.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Our old,
yeah, show up in a suit, please.
Our old principal got a new car.
Yeah. Did he?
He did.
Is that his
our
car?
Our principal got a new car, he did.
Mate,
it's a fucking nice car. What is that nice fucking car?
What a Mazda.
It used to be the Mazda. Dude. But now it's a fucking Mercedes. It's a fucking SLI.
Someone's
or an SLS up. Or something, was it?
Yeah,
SLS.
It's grey though, isn't
man.
It? It's grey now.
Oh, it's a
ruby
nice,
red.
It's
he's grown
nice,
up. He's out of that fucking middle age.
Yeah, he's out with a barber's fucking car. Like, it's a fucking
man.
Nice old
car.
Like.
Car
yeah. No, it's the gay hairdresser's car, man. Like, it's literally.
But
like
this Mercedes, when I saw it, I was like, fuck, nice. That's not his. Like, he is unbelievably nice looking.
He had the roof down and he felt the wind on his bald skull. That was it.
He still has
the
goatee. He still has the soul patch. He still loves wind. He still loves
man,
wind.
I went in for
I went to like I went to my brother's graduation there. Like,
oh shit, I did.
Wait, what year is your brother?
My brother's well, he's 6 years now.
Like
he's just doing Leavenser.
How is he?
Hold on, your siblings are in the same year?
Yeah. Man.
Why did I never clock that?
Oh, shit.
I remember
I never
seeing his brother.
Do you follow my brother on Instagram at all, do you?
Why the fuck would I want
because
him?
Because he does unreal fucking, like...
He's a chef, my man.
He does unreal stuff. Like, it's unreal. Man. It's not even a joke, like...
What do you mean, unreal...
Some fucking high-level chefing job shit, like...
Okay, cool. Specify the food. Because you were like, he does some unreal shit, man. Yeah, I was like, what? Hold on, let me whip onto his
own. Burgers. No, he does proper, like...
Having a bit of lobster there during
life. One thing I hate about the kind of foodie things on Instagram is, like, I just get fucking hungry.
Yeah.
I was so hungry the whole time watching him. I did eat half of mine. I was like, fuck that. Sitting here starving.
His name used to be his name, and then Cubicle Poetry. But now it's Runs Dublin.
Ambitious.
Yeah, man.
You gotta stay somewhere, right?
Yeah. But okay, but for one, why am I adding your little brother? I don't want him seeing my shit. Dude, the amount of shit.
Do you have him?
Yeah, I have him on there, yeah.
So he sees your shit.
Yeah, he sees
my shit. Oh, that's all cool.
He's seen me swimming in the old river there now at in swords.
Did you laugh at me too?
No, I hope. Fuck yeah.
Your sister on
my sister. Social media. Okay, I've got two pages. So
one's for the front of the business.
One's for the lads.
Back end of the business.
One's for my photography videos and music and shit.
Right.
That's fine. And then my other one is my personal one for like normal days out. Yeah.
So do we like tag you in the wrong one? Are you fucked?
No, like Capture LB is cool. And Will the Burger is cool. I don't care what I get tagged in. I can remove that. But,
brave man. But, brave man.
I can remove it.
But like, as in, most people don't check what you're fucking tagged in half the time. Like.
Yeah, that's
true. And then when people look up your fucking Instagram, they look for Liam. That ain't my fucking name on social media. So.
Well, guess what? You just told everyone what your two accounts are, so good luck.
Oh, I said Capture LB. I didn't tell them the other
one. Wait, what was the other one? Was it like...
It's go fuck yourself at lb.com.
Did you say LB? Hint, hint. Yeah.
Doesn't even work with the actual name.
His actual name is so long, I don't even know what it is.
Fuck off. Like. My brother must be chefing daily up, and he's like, fucking, there's a lot of restaurants that are looking out for him now.
That's great.
Yeah. There's a 2-star Michelin restaurant in town that is looking for him as soon as he's done leaving, sir. Which is done now, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah, my sister finished today, so.
Hold on. How has he been doing this? I'm studying for Liam.
I don't know.
He hasn't.
What he's been doing? Studying for his fucking future.
See, the funny thing is, right? My brother, he doesn't care about college or any bullshit like that, because there's already places that are looking for to give him a permanent position.
He's already got the skills.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, but like, I look at myself and I'm like, fuck it, I studied like a week before the Leaving Cert for everything.
You're different people, man.
Now I went to fuck, yeah, exactly. But it's just like, I look at him and he's just like, he's well motivational and he has his fucking goals set out before him. And I'm just like, what am I doing with my life? It's just
like, okay, you've done your degree, you're finishing now, you're going back into a job you actually like.
You keep saying that you don't have a path, but you already
have a fucking.
You're bitching here, right? You're going, oh man, I just finished my degree.
It's just like I have the job now, like, but long term shit. Like, what do I want to do?
You should be thinking like 5 years. Man, no, okay. Every time, 5 years. Think of 5 years.
How about this, Liam? You need to live in the fucking present and stop thinking about your future that doesn't fucking exist.
It's a problem, man. I just think about the future.
But like, you need to think about right now. It's like, shit. Yeah, okay, man. I can enjoy myself now. In a few weeks, I'm gonna go into my fucking job.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna have money.
I mean, in fairness. It's not just a simulation.
Yeah. No, this goes back to like life again.
Fucking means nothing.
Just don't
boys.
Get caught in a reboot.
Don't get caught in a loose screen, boys.
What was that fucking the Bandersnatch?
Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
That fucked me up.
Yeah, fucked me up so bad, bro.
I was watching it on my laptop in my room in the dark, and I don't know why. I just sort of like just zoned out. Forgot it got dark. You know what I mean? And I was sort of watching it, and then the point where he looks back at himself. And he goes, who's there? I just swung around my chair and went, nope.
I really gotta start watching this shit, dude.
It's so good.
Me and Josh were chilling out, 3 weeks ago this rate. But we watched a movie called The Ghost Stories, and we were like, this is
so
fucking creepy.
Good.
But it was a savage movie.
Yeah, yeah.
We were in a bit of a state anyways.
It draws you in so much, and it's made you question everything.
I was leaving the house, this is like 3 a.m. in the morning. I walk out to the back door of the house. The back door was fucking
wide open.
Like,
oh, fuck that, man.
Okay, misty fucking rain. The light on the back is on.
There's nothing worse than watching something creepy and then having something creepy happen.
But, bro, we knew it was fucking. We closed the door. We fucking. I made a point because I was like, here, like, keep the door closed. I want the dog getting out. We fucking did it. I know we did. That's what freaks me out. I know we did.
Fuck me up, man. And I was like chilling there, and I turned around. Me and Josh walked into the kitchen together because I was going to the fucking toilet downstairs. I was like, this is fine. Walk out. Like, Josh?
I thought he was taking a piss.
Then he's just like, nah, Liam. I was like, bruh. I was like,
the door's open, man. I'm like, this isn't fucking cool. And I was like,
there's a fucking bricks. There's a ghosty, man. There's a ghosty.
So, like, as in, like, I'm in the, I closed the door over, I'm in the jacks. So I got like a 10, 15 minute walk home at this rate. I'm there, like, cruising home with a 10, 15?
What are you talking about? 5 minute sprint home. That's what I do.
Nah, man, I was taking my sweet ass time.
See, even if Liam's getting chased by ghosts, he'll just fucking saunter on, like, fucking.
Yeah,
you
really
can't do shit, man.
Yeah, you're right, the black guy died first. Shit.
He locked himself in his cupboard when he went upstairs. He was like, fuck this shit, man.
I'm out.
I went up to your room, had the lights on, I was playing music, and I was like, just chill out, Josh. It's fine.
Did we get that?
You watch a scary movie, and you turn around to yourself, you're just like, bro, need to put a comedy show on. and you're like, I really need to stop just being fucking scared right now.
Something just to make you forget.
You're like, I can't fucking do this shit no more.
Did any of you watch Haunting of Hill House?
Yes.
That came out over Halloween.
Yeah.
Me and my brother binge watched that with his friends. By the third episode, there was seven people in the room. By episode three, there was only three of us left in that room. So the rest of them went, nope, I'm out. And they went into the other room and started playing FIFA. And the rest was like, nah, I'm not bitching out, watching to the end. Binge watched it all for like, I think it was a day and a bit.
Yeah.
Day and a half. And it ended up being like 4 o'clock the following day. We started at 10 in the day, ended up at 4 the next day. And the three of us sitting there, it just finished. Netflix was auto-playing something else. I paused it. No one said anything.
Yeah.
That's everyone just sat there in silence. And we're just going, that was great. Can we just, like, stay together? Like, no, real talk, please. No one leave this fucking room.
One of the weirdest things is the fucking coffin scene, man. And the coffin falls off the fucking stand, and then shit just goes haywire. Like, that freaked
it's
me
so
out.
So clever, man.
And then, like, the end, I'm not going to ruin the ending, but fuck me, man.
It was so cool, man. It was class. Like, I was really satisfied. I thought it was really satisfying. Yeah. It was one of those things where it's like, man, you know what? I'm happy it ends here. You know? It's very good.
No.
And you just watch it. All right, Netflix chat, boys. Just watch The Perfection.
I did. Oh, fuck me, man. There's been a few bad reviews on it, but I don't agree with reviews. Them.
I don't believe
it. Reviews don't fucking matter.
No, man. Rotten Tomatoes is a shit. But
yeah, it's funny, but they don't fucking
They don't matter. Get it right every time, because no one can. That's all
but
I'm
like,
saying.
As in,
every single person's, like, interpretation of a thing is subjective.
Yeah.
So, like, you can like something that, like, oh yeah, Rotten Tomatoes is like, oh yeah, this is just like 10%, and then you could watch it and be like, this is the shit! It's like, think about this, there's people who loved Suicide Squad. Like,
no, I know, but I don't give a fuck about Rotten Tomatoes. Like, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't care about critics either. It's just like, if I enjoy it, I'll watch it. You know.
I went to see Rocketman last night.
Oh,
any good?
What you think?
Okay, I like the movie as a whole, but there was one thing that annoyed me, and I know, like, going to an Elton John movie, you're expecting to sing and dance and shit.
Yeah. Cool.
But it was like out of nowhere, he'd be sitting in a chair just chilling out, and he turn around, he'd just be like, start singing a song. And then everyone in the room breaks into fucking song.
I get you, bro.
Like,
so it's like, is this like, is it meant to be like a musical generally? Or is it like him interpreting the world that way? And then it flips back to him being in the chair, I've done nothing. And he goes, the perfect song.
No.
do you know what I mean?
No, so he never wrote on any of his own songs. He is a writer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's something I didn't know.
Okay, so he is a writer. So him and his mate, so... He composed all the music by himself.
Were they mates?
Yeah. Well, like, as in, they met up through an agency.
Oh, okay,
for,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
as in,
yeah,
he went
yeah,
to get a record
okay,
for him,
cool, cool.
He was going to compose music. So he gets his fucking writer in. And then they start working together, they live together then, and he makes it big. So that's the whole fucking, like, gist of it.
So
like.
He gives the lyrics, your man composes them?
Yeah, because he's a really good writer, and then he can write music around fucking everything.
Oh, cool. That's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah, like, it was really, but it was just like one thing that pissed me off was just fucking step into, like, you sitting there. Okay, he's in like an AA sort of fucking meeting at the start.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, fucking, yeah, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a drug addict, I'm a sex addict.
Yeah.
So he's like, goes in, talks about it, and he's in this big weird fucking suit. So after that, he's just like, he's chilling there and he's going through his childhood, his fucking 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever.
Well, talking in the group.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then, like, the reason that he's in, like, this mad suit is because he's just left the gig, walked out, didn't do the show, and went to that meeting.
Oh, so this is, like, his point, he's like, shit, I have a problem.
Yeah.
And he's kind of straight.
Straight into
cool,
it, and
cool.
Then it goes back through all his childhood. But it was, like, I was hoping it was something, like, you know, like, the Queen movie, like,
I was hoping it was like a walkthrough like that, or maybe even like, not the way they did Biggie and stuff and Tupac and all, they did like a little walkthrough of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping it would be like that, but it was like you just like sit there, start singing, and then it would go into something else, and I'm just like, oh, fucked up, like.
Okay.
But it is a good movie.
All right.
But that was one thing that just like I wasn't expecting.
Like, took you out of it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And then, have you seen The Bodyguard on Netflix?
The Bodyguard.
It's about the Scottish security guard for the Defence Prime Minister.
Yeah.
So, do you know? Oh, do you know
is that fucking Rob Stark?
No.
That's Rob Stark, The Bodyguard. It's a series.
On Netflix.
Yeah. It's Rob Stark.
I like how you're looking at me like I have the answer.
Sorry, but
who the fuck is Rob Stark?
The actor who played Rob Stark in Game of Thrones. That's the only reason that I caught that. I was like, oh, what's that? And I looked at the trailer and it was like him on a train.
Yeah,
it's like a woman is about to
blow it up.
Suicide bomb.
Yeah.
And he's like really freaked out.
Yeah, that's him then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but that trailer alone, I was like, wow.
It's a really good series. It's really good. Definitely watch it.
Yeah.
Richard Madden.
Yeah, that's look at his fucking like number one role there.
Game of Thrones.
I didn't even see that earlier, man. Fuck it, man. What did you just think of the? I'm assuming you're all up to date, are you?
On what?
On Thrones, are you?
Well, no, I don't watch it, man.
No, you don't watch it.
Man, only half the room here is interested.
Fuck, man. All right, sure. All right, never mind. Yeah. I was about to be like, what's your opinion?
Game of what?
It's just like,
I heard the ending was shit. I don't watch it, but I
heard there's a remake of season 8.
Yeah, bollocks. I think it was a bit rushed. I think it needed two more episodes.
It was absolutely rushed.
I think, like, to satisfy a lot of people, and the thing is, they were offered a deal, I think, what was it, 3 more seasons or 4? But they felt like they wouldn't get as much funding as they did for these.
Yeah.
So instead of it, you know, getting better and better and better,
it's weird thing.
It would have been thinned
to be
out to losing.
The main thing I'm like confused about is, do you think we'll get another show in the same, like,
what, like, is
at
like
the same level,
the Better Call Saul,
which is just like fucking
Breaking
it's
Bad.
Literally just like fucking morning, like fucking water cooler talk, like. You just talk about like fucking shit.
I don't know, man. I think a lot of
love. Do you think another big
thing
will happen like that again?
Yeah, well, like, people like,
because I don't know if another like big fucking cultural explosion like Game of Thrones will happen again. Like,
I don't know, man. A lot of love went into it. The sets, the costumes, everything. Like, there's a lot of work. It's like nearly on, like, you know what I mean. You'd put on the same level as Lord of the Rings, if not bigger, considering it went on a bit longer, I guess, in a way.
Or just, man, I can't. It's just so big. I can't sit down for an hour plus.
No, it's not.
And they're 40 minutes to start for ages.
Okay, and then they go into an hour. Yeah, but that's a good few seasons.
Okay, yeah, sorry. But okay.
Just like, boy.
If I just,
but
always
how long's the
about
Bodyguard?
It.
How long is the episode for The Bodyguard?
Like 30-40 minutes, but it's only like 2 seasons. I can justify that.
Mate, you just watched 2 seasons, leave it. You don't need to go back.
I did 2 seasons of Game of Thrones, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like,
you saw it as a chore.
I was like, I'm gonna watch this because everyone's talking about it. I watched it and I was like, why is everyone talking about it?
That's a very wrong reason to start watching.
I was like, I want to be up to date on this shit. And then I was like, this ain't
working. It's hard to get up to date if you're behind, like, since season 1. Like,
yeah, man, just take your time with it. You don't need to fucking blitz.
Man, look at, like, the fucking last season wasn't that great. Like, let's be honest here. Like, it was fun. Like, I had fun watching it, but overall, it wasn't that. Like, they could have spent more time on it.
Yeah, but they wanted to finish it within that, so they'd have the band. They went over budget within the first, like, 2 months. Like, their budget's crazy. Oh, sorry, that's a lie. It was 4 months. like, 4 or 5 months, and they went over budget. For, like,
I had a lot of good fun with this season. A lot of people hate it, but I had good fun with it.
Man, I loved this season. I loved it and hated it.
Let's talk about a certain character that might have left a Starbucks cup on the fucking table. let's speculate who that could have been.
Well, first of all, I'd like to clear up the air and say that it wasn't Starbucks. It was a local establishment.
Yeah, it was not a Starbucks.
Coffee.
Okay.
It was a Starbucks. We have to fucking support the old small businesses, you know?
Man, like, fucking Belfast was run off of.
See, you
Game
say
of
that
Thrones.
Here, right? But, like, also the final episode that was fucking the clearing of everything, there was a water bottle left underneath the seat of someone. I think it was Bran, I think.
Mate, I'm sorry, did you see, like, how much of that water bottle was there?
There was
some
a lot of
fucking
it.
Cunt
there
had like a 4K HD box zoomed in, and I was like, "Oh shit, what's wrong with the show?" They made a mistake, the most crucial mistake. A tiny little sliver of a bottle was left. That's nitpicking to the next level.
Yeah, man. It's like people look for everything to get annoyed about. People are just looking to get annoyed
nowadays.
It's
funny, like, and it's on topic. Like, you know, it's popular.
People,
let's fucking
people
shit
are
on
looking
it.
To get offended and annoyed about anything. nowadays.
Oh my god, is that a plastic bottle? Oh my god.
Oh my, is that a one use? A single use?
plastic? Oh my god.
That's not Game of Thrones?
Yeah, someone should be like, oh, actually, we should probably not say it.
We should put a meme up now about fucking Game of Thrones not being fucking climate friendly.
Mate, did you not see episode 3?
They paid to cover the fucking tabs they did.
Did you not see episode 3? Fuck, man, the amount of shit they blew through.
Lots of fire.
Lots of fake snow. What's that made out of?
Paper?
Yeah.
Did you watch the, documentary? Or, well, I say you, but I mean you.
The final what?
The documentary, like, that was...
I haven't watched it. Thing is, I want to know if I'm fucking in it. Because there's many times we were all dancing. And, like, I want to know if that made it in.
Yeah. You were dancing?
Well, the Unsullied get very bored.
Let's
yeah, because basically all you do is stand around, like, most
of the time. But let's clarify. Josh was in a few scenes, many scenes.
Josh was in
many scenes. I was in every episode of last season, and then this season...
For those that don't know, Josh was an extra Unsullied soldier in the Game of Thrones series.
And I did a few stunts.
When did you start, actually?
20...
Like, what season did you start, like?
What are we on now, 8?
Yeah.
7.
You start
I started eight, so no seven. Starting seven, I was in every scene where there was more than three Unsullied.
Right, yeah.
Because we were Queen's Guard.
That's nuts, dude. I wonder how many times you got killed over this, like, the series of, like, the thing, like
that. This season, the fucking White Walkers attack, man. We're like fucking obliterated.
Yeah, everyone dies, like, except all the main characters.
Yeah, everyone gets fucking wiped out. Dude, like, the Unsullied get, like, shafted. Yeah. Like, Grey Worms, they go. You know,
I'll fucking kill him.
Yeah, Wormsy is there going like, oh, my queen or the boys. It's like, and he's like, nah, go with the girl. Like, okay, every time. But
Have you seen some of the actors' reactions to some of the later seasons? Have you seen that?
Have you seen the reactions to going, hey, how do you think of finishing? And they're all like,
It's like, finished.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I'm like, I love it. Must be bad if the actors' reaction is like...
No, their reaction is like, people are not going to be happy.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the whole thing that caught people in Game of Thrones, like, didn't make you happy. You know, it was like, you know, Sean Bean, like, famously, like, this is your guy. This is the hero. This is the story arc. You're following this cunt for a season. What, episode 3, 4?
Yeah.
It's like, gone. That's what people see, loved about thing, it. What you wanted to happen thing, didn't happen.
The
That's
main
what,
thing about...
But like, I've seen up to season 2. That was it.
But the main thing you're going to get when you adapt a thing from a book is that you're never going to please everyone. It's just not... It's not possible. You're never going to have an ending that pleases everyone.
Yeah, I mean, generally, it's never going to please everyone.
No, never.
Like, even the book.
You know? Yeah. Man, shit, like, it's fucking nuts. You see, George R. R. Martin's working on a game now with the lad who made Dark Souls.
Really?
Yeah, they're working on a new
to
game
be honest,
together.
I would. Fucking
that might be
love
cool,
that.
Dude.
I would
that might be cool.
Love that.
That might be
That'd
cool.
Be pretty cool. That'd be pretty
game
dope.
Game of Thrones, the game.
Game of Thrones. Come on, seriously. The game. Well, game like, of Thrones.
Game of War.
There's already loads of Game of Thrones games out, though. Yeah. It's like
all
Game
I'm saying is
a full Game of Thrones RPG. Like, that's pretty cool, actually.
Money
well, buy Lego Game of Thrones.
Lego.
Lego Thrones.
Lego Game of Thrones.
Lego.
Jeez, I wonder if they filmed some of the fucked up scenes in that now with Lego. That'd be a bit fucking.
But as in, what was?
That'd be pretty funny. They could slapstick it. Like that'd be pretty. I feel like that'd be pretty funny.
Nah, man, they did Batman and shit in Game of Thrones. Not Game of Thrones,
fucking
Lego. Like,
yeah, but
Batman's
not
that
dark.
Fucked up. Like,
he has a lot of very comedic shit. Like,
yeah,
Game of Thrones like fucking rape scenes now. Like, well, I mean, imagine that in Lego form. You know, that
happens. Yeah, like how
as he just turns and slaps him. It's like. generally, don't talk. Lego
was
like,
yeah.
Have you guys ever seen like the differences between the books and the series though?
No.
You're talking to half the room here.
The books are fucked.
We may all wear glasses.
So like there's a scene in the books where Ramsay
I forgot we all have fucking glasses in here.
If you have glasses, you're a nerd. Like, but like,
speak for yourself,
yeah,
bitch.
Stop. Put yourself in that little hole.
In the books, there's fucking
bitch.
Bitch. Is crazy. Like,
I can still see, sort of.
I can't see shit.
You're in focus.
You're looking well, son.
Like, I can't see anything on. I currently can't see anything on Newberg's laptop right now.
Well, to be
honest, if I throw these on, I can see. Oh,
neither
no,
can fucking I. All
the file explorers
I'm wearing
open,
my
know?
Glasses, and I'm like, yeah, there's words on that desktop.
Yeah.
All right, those are some nice words. Yeah.
I see many, many folders.
Nice symbols.
Them folders give me anxiety, man.
Don't talk about the folder, boys. It's not my computer.
That does my head in. Someone clear that desktop.
Someone delete all them files, man.
Delete system 32. Download some RAM. You'd be
fuck that shit.
Be lovely.
Right, lads.
Unless we've got anything else to talk about. Anybody else want to bring some?
It's a sick tripod, you know? Man.
It's a nice tripod. It's a nice tripod.
Fuck all. Shout out to Vivanico.
Shine down.
Vivanico. This is
Vivanico
like,
for
this
the
is like the biggest knockoff tripod ever. So, this
back
is the end of episode 6.
The return. The return of the podcast. The return of the chat with the lads.
This was the catch-up. Because this is the first episode back in a good while.
It was a good time.
It was fucking pleasure being here with Josh, Liam and Gibbo.
Hopefully it happens more now.
Now we have caught up.
We have caught up. We should be bringing us back every single week again. Every Thursday.
Peace out, boys.
Catch you then.
You better be here.
Bye.